The Kuntres for Chag Gilui, the basic Gimel Tammuz from Tav Shin Nun Aleph. So this Maimer was originally said on Yud Beis Tammuz Tav Shin Chav Tes, and it speaks, if you recall, in the Kuntres of Yud Aleph Nissen, there was also a Maimer from Yud Gimel Tammuz Tav Shin Chav Tes. Both of them talk about the Tfilas Osher, the Tfilah of the prayer of the rich man, Tfilah of the rich man. So this Maimer was released for Yud Gimel Tammuz, printed and edited and printed, a few months after the one for Yud Aleph Nissen, for that Kuntres, but actually the Maimer was said the day before in Tav Shin Chav Tes. In any event, in this Maimer, the Rebbe stresses the connection between the Yidden and Moshe Rabbeinu, and he adds the distinction that Moshe Rabbeinu's connection with the Yidden is his pnimiyistika dimension, and everything else is secondary and chetzenius. And as the Rebbe says in the Maimer, all of his levels, Moshe Rabbeinu, including that he was also wealthy in ruchnius, they're secondary. The chetzenius dimension, relative to the fact that he is the Roi Yisrael, the shepherd of the Yidden. So this, of course, is true of the extension of Moshe in every generation, meaning all the Rebbeim. And now the Rebbe explains how this applies to the Geula of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz and also Yud Tes Kislev. So according to the Rebbe, through the imprisonments that preceded the Geula of Yud Tes Kislev and the Geula of Yud Beis Tammuz came a great elevation, which is like the additional light that comes from the darkness. But seemingly, since as regards the Nesiim, Rabboseinu Nesienu, it's not possible to say that even while they were imprisoned, there was a state of darkness by them. And brackets, as the Rebbe Rayat said about the imprisonment of the Alter Rebbe, that it was with his agreement, from which is understood that by them, all the concealments of imprisonment were only b'chitzenius. End of the brackets. So the Rebbe asks, then how could there come about an additional light from the darkness? Because the Rebbe just said, they were not in, you can't say they were in darkness. The Rebbe answers and says, we can say that since the main inyan of the Nesiim is that they are the Roi Yisrael, the shepherds of the Yidden, therefore the concealments of the imprisonment as it was experienced by the Yidden, by Yisrael, is also found by the Nesiim. End of quote. So this reveals to us how Mashiach can be holding by all the giluyim of the that we can imagine and more, and yet he bears our sufferings, as the Navi says, and he himself endures terrible suffering, as it says in the Midrashim, including the Alkut Shemoni, says the suffering that Mashiach undergoes. Why? If he's already holding by all the giluyim of Geula, because of his identification with the Yidden who have not yet come out of Golis. This means that our effort to bring an end to Golis is a great rachmanis on the Rebbe. The Maimer begins with the verse from Parshas Chukas about the Parah Aduma, and the Rebbe explains that the burning of the Parah Aduma is also a mashal for burning down Golis. So what's the connection? How do we burn down the Golis? So the Rebbe explains that the mitzvah Parah Aduma is the mitzvah which is not understood, and therefore must be performed with the most complete level of Kabbalah Soil. But since Moshe Rabbeinu himself did understand the mitzvah, so where does Kabbalah Soil come in for Moshe Rabbeinu? Because if he understood this mitzvah, he understood all the mitzvahs. And how can he, Moshe Rabbeinu, through this mitzvah, draw it down to all of Israel? So the Rebbe explains that this is the concept of Bittul and Kabbalah Soil in Seichel. Usually Seichel is on one side, Kabbalah Soil and Bittul on the other side. So the Rebbe explains, the inyan of Seichel derives from the level of Mamalik Olmin, which is the inyan of Teva, of nature. Emuna, which means believing in things that are above Seichel, derives from the level of Soive, which is the inyan of Nisim, miracles. So generally speaking, Seichel obscures Emuna. Nature obscures Nisim. So the way to overcome this is through the revelation of Atzmos, which is truly unlimited and has the power to unify opposites, even Seichel and Emuna. The imprisonment and the Geula of Yud Beis Tammuz drew down the level of Atzmus, the Rebbe explains, which in fact brought about a unification of opposites to such an extent that those who hated and imprisoned the Rebbe Rayatz and even wanted to do the worst things and did do many terrible things, they were the ones who were forced to release him, even as they remained in power, which is a miracle enclosed in nature. Now, how does this connect, though, with the burning down of Golis and the burning of the Parah Aduma? As regards the Parah Aduma, we find that the closeness between Moshe and Yisrael goes in both directions. The mitzvah being a choik, choik means we don't understand the reason for the mitzvah, is primarily by the Yidden, and is drawn from the Yidden to Moshe, That's why it says in the pasuk, take for you. So that that for Moshe it is a choik, even though he in fact knows the reason, but he gets the level of choik not understood from the Yidden. But as regards fulfilling the mitzvah with bittul and kabbal soil, this is something the Yidden received from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rebbe adds, we could say that via the fact that Moshe knew the reason for Parah Aduma, and that the bittul of kabbal soil is drawn into his comprehension, into his asaga, this gives the power to every single Yid that Emunah and Kabbalah Soil can exist also in his Seichel, which we said earlier, that's only through Atzmus you can have these opposites together. In other words, this mitzvah is what enables us to unify the opposites of Seichel and Emunah, nature and miracles, Teva and Nisim, as the Rebbe explains, quoting, his Kabbalah Soil is in a way that not only does he fulfill Hashem's command, even when he doesn't understand, but also he doesn't question it at all. Eno meharher klal. Why? Because the inyan of Kabbalah's oil is settled in his mind. And we can connect this with the Midrash, that the Par Aduma hints at the exiles. Because through this, that Kabbalah's oil, above intellect, is settled in his seichel, in his intellect, this is a preparation for the Geula and the revelation of Elokus that will occur. And through this, that he doesn't question, this is the burning of the Par Aduma, which hints at the Golus. End of quote. Meaning that when we utilize the power of this mitzvah to have bittul and kabbalas oil, but it's settled in our intellect to such an extent that our lack of understanding doesn't bring us to question it at all, and surely not to insist that we do understand things which are not fully understood, we succeed in unifying seichel with emunah, which is above seichel, unifying seichel with above seichel, unifying Teva and Nisim, nature and miracles, in our Avedis Hashem and in the world, and thereby we burn down the Golis, because we reveal it in every, we reveal Elokus in everything. And in this way, we have the power to bring the true and complete Geula, and finally redeem the Rebbe himself from our sufferings in a way of additional light from the darkness.